I dag så skal vi til den øverste gården, helt, helt øverst I Valpolicella Classico. Og der finner vi en hyggelig kar, og han skal vi prate med I dag. Hei, hjertelig velkommen til en ny episode av Kjells Vinkjeller, og ikke minst Tom og Randi Løvås sin drinkfeed. I dag, Tom, så har vi gjest.
Vi har gjest, men det hender jo vi har gjester.
Ja.
Og så har jeg fått spørsmål da, hvorfor har du så mange utlendinger med på showene deres, og på drinkfeed spesielt, da, så sier jeg Det jo det vi lærer å snakke med de folka som lager den vinen som vi liker å snakke om.
Ja.
For uansett hvor mye du leser og hvor mye du suller rundt på smakinger og sånn, snakke med de folka som har en idé om hva de driver med, det lærer man av.
Ja, det gjør man. Og du pleier å gni deg inn at du har vært steder.
Ja, skal vi dit nå?
Yes, du pleier, jeg har vært der, og jeg har ikke vært noen steder, jeg ikke en bereist type, men her har jeg fordelen, for at denne mannen her, Tiziano Accordini, som vår gjest, han har jeg besøkt så mange ganger at vi nesten på fordelen.
Ja, greia at når du først reiser, så reiser du til et sted da.
Ja, nesten sånn. Ja. Det litt sånn, men, det min charter.
Men det sant, jeg har ikke vært der enda. Jeg får kanskje dra dit 10 ganger da, så...
Ja, ja. Vi helt øverst nord for Verona I en dal som heter Valpolicella. Fumar og Negrar og liksom forskjellig. Helt, helt på toppen der. Så holder Accordini til å welcome to our podcast, Tiziano.
Thank you.
My friend.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Yes. Nice to have you. Why is Norway so special for you?
Well, this... Norwegian market, in the specialty, my distributors, Gaia Wine Spirits, is now is my very, very official ambassador in this nice country. I started 25 years ago, work together to Lars, Christine, etc., etc. Yeah. Now it's very nice.
I visited you in September.
Yes, I remember.
That was really nice. We had a 97 Amarone Magnum. It was really good. But then we went down to the basement and we saw it was a big bunch of wines going to Norway. How much of your wines are you exporting to Norway?
It's considering maybe 7, 8, 9% for my producer. 9. For the export, 80%. 80%. The rest, 20% in Italy, in local.
You make the Valpolicella, you make the Ripasso, the Amarone. Yes. This is, and you make it classical style.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you? What is the classical Veneto wines?
But the classico is my company stay in the idea. The good question this is. Gabriel, the my company stay in the middle, the classic and innovation, traditional, classic. By is very important. Respect the soil, respect the nature. Is considering my cellar stay my big part. My vineyards stay in the hill. In the high hill at 300-500 meters and very the good work okay the good work the good soil our soil is mixed volcanic alluvial and with the Corvina grape Corvinone grape Rondinella grape Molinara grape is created the Valpolicella in all wine in the okay in the king is Amarone but the same grape same percentual grape Corvina is the best very most important grape arrive about 85-90% and the rest dedicated the Molinara the Rondinella and the Molinara grape. Mm. This is a mixed this grape is natural mixed in the vineyards. And after for example for the Amarone, for the Ripasso, for the Recioto, for the Valpolicella Classico, same grape, same percentual, but a different method of making. Mm.
The Amarone is a special wine.
Yes.
It dried the grapes for 100 days. But in Scandinavia, the Scandinavian countries, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, this is like really popular. Why do you think that?
But thank you.
Yeah, it is. You export to the Nordic country, but there's a lot of countries that don't understand Amarone, but the Scandinavian countries, Amarone is a big thing.
Yes, maybe for the good climate, for the red wine, and especially maybe strong wine, but elegance. The Amarone is, the alcohol is 16 and a half, but it's a very nice combination maybe for the kitchen, for the Norwegian, Sweden, Danish kitchen.
Mm.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite dish, thing that you will drink to Amarone here in Norway? A favorite dish in Norway?
Maybe yesterday I eating the rain.
Oh,
it's a good
reindeer.
Combination. Yes.
Amarone and reindeer.
Oh yes, why not?
that's a new one for me.
No, the beef in general, yeah. The red beef in general. Yeah, yes, for the Amarone.
Mm. How much of your production is the Amarone?
20,000 bottles each year, depend to the quality of the year, but this is now our number of bottles per year.
Mm.
And after the very good year, very good dedicated 6,000-7,000 for the Amarone Fornetto Reserva.
Yeah. Det for dere som ikke vet hva det så det en spesialutgave som kommer bare enkelte år, som heter Il Fornetto Reserva. How often do you have the Il Fornetto?
How often?
Yeah, which, not each year, but...
Oh, yes, not this, there is Bottega Appellation Reserva. Bottega Appellation Reserva is necessary 4 years old, minimum 4 years old.
Yeah.
And for my company, Reserva is very important, the top.
Yeah.
Is a perfect.
Do you produce it every year?
Yes. No. Depend.
Yeah.
Perfect spring, perfect summer, perfect harvest time is very important for the Amarone. Harvest time, picking the grape, put in the basket. It's a very good day, no wet, no humidity, and after this grape stay 3 months in the basket in the room.
Mm. For drying.
Not here is the top. For example, vintage 2024 is a little difficult for the rain, too much rain.
So it wasn't a good year this year?
No, it's the good year, medium good year, medium here. No, this year is probably no produce the reserve.
No.
2024.
We're going to taste 2020?
Yes.
Oh, I love the sound. Okay. Is 2020 a good year, or is it a normal year, or how does this work?
Yes, 2020 is a good year. The Amarone is very nice combination with the beef, but maybe only the problem for this Amarone, the alcohol, for example, 16 and a half, is very high, but is considering for this wine. Picking the grape in September, October, and stay in the basket for the appellation, for the consortium, minimum 3 months, 19 days.
What the highest alcohol percentage you have had on the Amarone?
For the appellation is minimum 14.
Yeah.
For certification, Amarone is 14 alcohol minimum.
Yeah.
And after is no problem. But 16 and a half, 17 is a top level.
Yeah. What do you do?
It's very easy to arrive at this alcohol.
Yeah,
it's considering
the sugar.
In 3 months, this grape, I lose 25-35% water.
Yeah, so it's more like
evaporation. Water, rest of sugar. Sugar is like is transforming alcohol.
So, can you talk us through the smell and the taste of the wine? Can we?
Yeah. Maybe tobacco.
Yeah.
Chocolate. Mm. The alcohol is, in the particular for the Amarone, alcohol is 16, is too high, but not aggressive. Not aggressive, this alcohol enter in the mouth, very, very gentle, very, very elegant. Why? During this process, the appassimento, September, mid-November, usually, September, mid-November, and November, the grape stay in the room, open the windows, open the door, and it's very, very important for this period, arrive the winter, in the middle of the winter, about maybe second week in November, arrive the low temperature, the grape, the Corvina grape, Corvinone grape, stay in the good condition. And this is a perfect combination for the Botrytis cinerea attack, nobile, Botryte nobile, nobile yeah. Botrytis. Nobile Botrytis, Botrytis cinerea, is a little, is very, very casualty combination, is a little destroyed sugar, little, very little destroyed sugar, and transform this sugar in glycerin. The glycerin is very, very round, very, very elegant, very, very soft. And the Amarone, this is, the Amarone is very round with this is a unique process. For the Corvina, Corvinone, Rondinella is perfect grape for this process.
Mm. How, what temperature are we talking about when you say Italian winter?
Ah, it's normal. It's just
yeah, it's not a Norwegian winter.
Ah, yeah, yeah,
because
yeah,
we
yeah.
think about minus 10 degrees in snow.
No, no, no. Yes, maybe the good winter in Italy, 2, 3, 5, 7 degrees. Okay, maybe yeah. in the night is below. Yeah. But and the fermentation, the during the process for the crash press, maybe in end of November, the temperature is low, the low temperature, and the fermentation is very, very long, very, very slowly. The contact the juice and skin for 2, 3 weeks, and after 2, 3 weeks start a fermentation, and in the winter fermentation is very, very slowly. Mm. And after, for take appellation Amarone, stay 2 years, minimum 2 years in the barrel.
2 years in barrel.
My Amarone Cinatico, usually 2 years and a half, 3 years, depend our logistic, depend to them.
Which one has been the great years of Amarone in your
great
point?
Years?
The best is 2020.
2014 in my bed, very terrible.
Oh, terrible.
Terrible,
yeah, yeah.
Very, very bad here. And after 2015 is fantastic.
Every year has been good.
2015 is a super.
Yeah.
Fantastic here. 2016, 17, 2020 is good. But 2015, 2017, 2021 and 2020 is very good. Very good. It's very, very lucky.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this 2024 is... Little critic.
Yeah,
we will, I hope yeah, next year.
Yeah, we will forget there in 3 years. So.
We don't speak of the 24. It's the number we don't mention anymore.
It's okay. Now is my idea. Maybe not top, but okay. Take your time.
Yeah.
It's very important. In the wine is not necessary. Fast. It's take your time.
But the last time I've been visiting you, last time was now in September. We opened in 1997. When I went to visit you 2 years ago, you opened the 1977.
Yes.
If they buy a bottle of Amarone, how long can they store it?
10 years is perfect.
Yeah.
10 years is normal and perfect. 10 years. After, okay, after is maybe stay for the collection.
Yeah.
10, 15 years is a very important time in the bottles before the market.
Yeah.
6, 8 months is necessary for the wine after the bottlement is very, very critical period and after started the evolution.
I remember that 1977.
Oh, yes. No.
That was amazing. You don't have opened that one that so often, I think.
But this is bottles only for the private collection, yeah. for...
When you
for,
have good friends over.
Yes, why not?
It's every time I've been visiting you, you have guests coming and people coming to your winery in Fumone.
Yes.
And I always meet some Norwegians. You have often Norwegians in your winery.
Why no?
Yeah. It's strange. So you are quite popular in the Norwegian market.
The Norwegian market for me is very important, yes. And our cellar is ready for the accommodation.
And if you like to ride a bike, you can visit the steep hills. It's really steep.
Ah, yes, stay in the hills.
But thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Vi skal vel runde av, Tom?
Vi skal begynne å rulle av. Jeg har liksom ikke fått sagt så mye denne episoden her, for det har ikke vært noe peng, for dere har jo bare tatt...
Vi er jo gode venner.
Dere har bare tatt showet,
men... Mr. Gabriel ordner opp dette.
Men jeg har jo sittet og sett på og lukta og sniffa og snaffa og smakket og sånn.
Ja.
Du har jo dataene på dette her. Vi kan jo begynne med det.
Og da må jeg faktisk juks litt grann. Og nå skal jeg ta frem verdens viktigste app, nemlig Vinmonopols app. Og her står det at Amaronen 2022 koster 415 kroner. Og det må man regne med, for dette her jo en vin der de tørker druene I 100 dager. Så som han sa, det jo 30...
Altså, du hørte jo på mannen hvordan de lager dette her. Det er ikke bare å skru på en kran og så kommer vin ut. Her er det mye jobb og årevis med lagring og det ene med det andre.
Ja, og som du hører så jo Tiziano og jeg ganske gode kompiser. Og da jeg selvfølgelig litt innabil når jeg sier at han her lager noe av de aller beste Ripasso Amaronene Valpolicellaene i min bok.
Jeg jo ikke så god venn med fyren. Det første gang jeg ser den, så jeg kan vel egentlig si, men jeg kan henge meg på at dette en veldig ganske frisk Amarone, hvis jeg kan, bruke det uttrykket. Altså.
Den ikke oversødma.
Nei, den ikke kokt. Nei, altså, jeg sliter jo ofte med disse tunge, sterke, kokte Amarone, men den ikke det.
Nei.
Og den, når jeg satt og smakte på den I sted, fikk jeg lyst på gorgonzola på pepperkake med dette her.
Nå ble jeg sulten igjen.
Ja, men ikke sant? Fordi den såpass... Ikke søt, at du får lyst på en litt sånn søt greie ved siden av, så har noe dette som fanger opp salt veldig, veldig godt. Så jeg tror at dette hadde vært en helt fantastisk aperitivo med det på for eksempel. Da. Eller som han sier, slakt et reinsdyr og spis det med Amarone ved siden.
Ja, det var overraskende for meg. Men jeg må si det at Stefano Accordini sine viner jeg synes er helt topp.
Ja, altså vi trenger ikke å være så blyg, han skjønner ikke hva vi sier nå likevel, men jeg enig med deg, og vi skulle gjerne ha smakt oss gjennom hele rangen her nå, men da tror jeg folk som hører på hadde blitt litt lei av oss, egentlig, for å være ærlig.
Men tenk disse Il Fornetto reservavinene, de som man lager noen enkeltår, hvis du får tak I noe sånt, så la det ligge noe sånn 10-15 år,
ja.
Hvis du har tid, eller du kan bare åpne nå og kjøre på dette bra.